This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The sun rises, the sun sets, seasons change.
Sure.
And every couple of years, people get a little older, and then they realize they hate young people.
Mm-hmm.
And this letter may be proof. You'd hate young people no matter what. You'd blame a thing they did. You'd yell about how it was different back in your day. But the reality is, you're just looking for a reason to hate them. Because this very confusing letter is going to explain how being more dangerous than these kids now made guys back in the day safer.
Okay. I'm willing to listen.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. And it was about 2 weeks ago. We told you a story that went down on Lake Ave. Around 11 p.m., police got a call for a hit and run. And when they got there, they discovered the person who hit her was street racing. Street racing.
Dragon.
On Lake Ave. Drag racing on Lake Ave. Now, the woman is okay, thank goodness. The street racer wasn't caught. In fact, police are looking for information to try and identify that person. So here's the thing. Whoever is responsible for this should be arrested and face punishment.
Well, yeah, you're breaking the law.
And it's dangerous. It's absolutely dangerous. But at the same time, what is a little funny, no man of any age in the greater Rochester area with this story can pull the "these kids these days" card. Because we talked about in that first break, street racing, drag racing has been a major part of Rochester history since the 1950s.
I was trying to think, like, how many celebrities have died at the hands of sports cars on streets?
Ooh, great question.
Or just on regular streets.
Great question. But just specifically in our community, one man just got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because of his street racing, right? I mean, like, rev on the red lights, come on, right? And by the way, the song that he got famous with, had a hit with, happened on the same street.
Oh, really?
That did running all night on Lake Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
It's a piece of cake if you know what to do. It's where the story happened.
All right.
So we had the discussion. We took a call or two. And then after we got out of the break, over the next couple of days, we got blasted with response.
Oh, street racers.
Well, Tommy, it turns out things are much different now when it comes to street racing than it used to be. Just ask this man who wrote us a letter that was also too scared to put his own name on it. Kimmy will be playing the part of this angry man today.
This nameless man.
You got it. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I'm disappointed and disgusted to hear another show condoning crime and making excuses for people that are committing crimes. This letter is about the car racing accident that could have killed someone, but you found it so funny. During that skit, you said that this was exactly the same as the guys who used to run souped-up cars down Lake Avenue in the past. As a man who was there, I can tell you that this is not the case. First off, we made sure the road was clear. We were never going to take off if someone was in the way. But more importantly, we actually knew how to handle a car. The cars today drive themselves, easy to handle, all kinds of features that make it so you don't even have to drive. When we were out, you actually had to know how to drive, so if you got into a pickle, you could get yourself out of it and keep yourself safe.
Pickle.
Don't you dare compare what was innocent fun to hoodlums hurting people and causing chaos. We are not the same as they are. You're more the same than me.
No name.
Okay.
We are not the same.
Yeah.
I think I love this man.
Yeah.
Because he makes what might be the greatest, dumbest argument in the history of Hate Mail of the Week. The cars were more dangerous back then, which is what we made what we were doing.
We knew how to handle them. We had tachometers and standard shifting gears.
That's his argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Quote.
We raised the bell helmets.
And they check to make sure nobody's in the way first.
We would walk the entire quarter mile, make sure and inspect the yes. road first, like it's Formula One.
Made sure the track was up to standard. Yeah.
Quote from the letter, the cars today drive themselves, easy to handle, all kinds of features that make it so you don't even have to know how to drive. When we were out, you actually had to know how to drive, so if you got into a pickle, you could get yourself out and keep yourself safe. And that logic is amazing. Mm. How this man heard our first discussion and managed to work that into a defense. Which, by the way, to a question no one asked him.
Yes.
Right. It's not like we stuck a mic in his face and we're like, you were an old street racer, man who was too scared to write your name on a letter. Tell us about it. He wrote us this letter. Do you understand what he's trying to say? Because I don't get it.
I will say this.
Oh, here comes old what? Man from the Tough Mother. Old man crew. Old man crew.
Well, actually.
Please tell me.
I mean, those guys back then worked on those cars.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They
yeah.
read Hot Rod magazines. Wow. They idolized a lot of professional
sure,
drivers.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big Daddy Don Garlo. Carlos, how? What was it?
No, he's Spanish.
Big Daddy Carlos Santana. Well, how'd it go?
I do think those guys were more into cars back then.
But how does that make it safer?
As I think they understood the vehicles more.
You're an idiot.
I understand you how that baby you. Purrs and yeah. how to work on him. Yeah. And I will say this also.
Oh, please, please, please.
Population is growing a lot in the United States.
Oh, my
And
God.
I think there's a lot more
what's
traffic
happening?
In the evening Goodbye. Now than what is Goodbye. Back in the
you think,
50s.
You Goodbye. Think there's more Okay. More traffic could mm-hmm. lead to, I'll give you that.
More dangerous situations where this poor woman almost got lit up by it.
Is the population of Rochester larger or smaller than it was in the 70s and 80s?
It's different.
No, no, I'm
It's
serious.
More of a late night crowd now. You're all up now.
What
night.
Was our peak population in the city of Rochester? Kimmy, can you Google 1979 population of Rochester, 2025 or 2024 population of Rochester?
But I mean, there's
I'm
a lot
willing
more.
To bet if it ain't more, it's the same.
No, but I think people were out and about.
Oh,
more
really?
Now.
A lot more out and about now. Now. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, than back in the
oh,
day.
You're all
sure,
looking,
absolutely. You... Nothing's 24 hours anymore.
Yeah, but there was very few options.
Really, really, other than street racing. Are you? Do you hear yourself right now? Do you hear yourself?
The
right
roads
now?
Were less used, but they were better maintained back then. We didn't have the pothole problems we have now.
What the hell are you talking about?
We use the roads more, and they deteriorate faster.
Okay. What this man wrote in his letter, and what you are arguing now, is proof positive.
I mean, the gals are racing now?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When older folks start bitching and moaning about kids and why all this stuff they're doing is dangerous... Mm. The bitching and moaning is not actually about the dangerous stuff the kids are doing.
What are we really trying to say?
It's about the kids. Oh. Because all of you older guys mm-hmm. just want to bitch about kids.
And it was kind of our thing. Now you're kind of doing our
you're
thing.
You're literally still doing it. You don't even street. You've never street raced in your life.
I've never street raced.
No, you sat bitch on a couple of motorcycles. That is not street racing.
That's not.
You street raced?
No.
Look at me right now.
No, I never
no you never street raced. Not in that collar. You didn't. Hey guys, I'm here for the street race. Where? Put me behind the wheel. I want to hear that baby purr, is what you said. That was your quote, right? They know how to make a purr.
They did know how to work a car.
So you didn't get in a pickle? It's starting to feel like older folks just wanting to hate kids is an unavoidable part of life, much like losing your hair or gaining weight.
Mm.
Because you immediately.
Yeah.
Sided with a man.
Immediately.
No, you immediately sided with a man who wrote one of the dumbest letters I've ever read and was too scared to sign his name and then just started blabbing all kinds of nonsense. Oh, back then, dead now, kids, road, population, puddles. Shut up! Shut up!
Most of these kids today, they're not religious. They don't listen to the
Shut up!
We had good Christian street racing.
The song that Lou Graham wrote talks about paying off a judge to get his car back. Yeah. And you're like, oh, respect the law and potholes and rock and track.
But that's when your money went farther.
Shut up! Yeah, you're right. Even back
Gas
then,
was cheaper.
You idiots that worked like fast food stores could get a Camaro.
You could.
Right, you had a Z28. Wow, well, french fries all summer. Check out my luxury vehicle. Hot rod car. Shut up. I hate you. I hate you, and I hate this guy, and I hate all you old men.
And I know, obviously, Big Daddy Don Carlos.
Kimmy, do we have a number on population?
Okay, so if I'm reading this correctly,
yeah.
Because Tommy's argument was it was safer. Yeah.
Well,
to
in general,
raise,
the United States. I'm talking the United States in general.
It was safer to race in Rochester back then because there were fewer people. Go ahead.
The population of Rochester, New York, in 1979 was about 332,000.
Okay, all right. So what's it now? Like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which was the city's peak population?
No. That doesn't make sense.
People are out later now. So, women are out for their margaritas.
Rochester, New York, as of 2020. 3 yes.
Ribbon stayed home.
Has a population of 211,000.
So there was a full 100,000 more people.
Yeah, in more the city. Than that.
One third more people
of the
when
city
Tommy
of Rochester.
Said it
respectful
was safer
people.
To race down Lake Avenue.
They weren't out at night.
It's a piece of cake if you know what to do, according to this letter and Lou Graham. Mm. Okay. So now that we have determined this is not about old men fearing for the safety of the community. It's more about just wanting to bitch at kids.
They hate people.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why does this happen? Right? It can't be the stupid thing that the kid does that you're mad at. The letter is proof of that. He's arguing the very thing he did was different.
Yeah.
It can't be all kids dress like idiots. We all dress like idiots, right? We shiver a little bit when we see old pictures of ourselves.
Yeah.
It can't be the stupid hobbies or the stupid things kids say or the fact that they're wondering where they fit in the world, because we all experience that. It leaves one thing.
What is that one thing?
Fear.
Fear of what?
Fear of younger people.
Oh, just fearing them in general.
You are scared. And this man who wrote us the letter is scared. And all the guys that write on Facebook and call the show are scared of young people.
I always had it as jealousy.
Okay.
Because you're not young anymore.
Okay.
Like, you're jealous that they get to do that thing you used to do and you can no longer do. Like, you're seeing your youth pass by you literally in under 6 seconds.
No, yeah. But...
I mean, it could be a combo play to those two things.
Fear and jealousy?
Well, yeah. Because if you're old and you see young people, you're jealous because they got their youth and you feel that they're wasting it. They're not enjoying the moment because you realize now how cool that was to be that age.
But it could also be.
You know, they say youth is wasted on the young.
I preach to that, brother.
Or I
right?
should put that on his shirt, along with airport lice.
It could also be, you know, watching that dangerous thing you used to do. It looks more dangerous.
You realize how stupid
you are. Like, I think it's one of those things too where, like, in the moment when you're doing it as a teenager, you don't feel like you're doing anything that dangerous, but now that you're on the outside looking in, you're like, oh my god, those kids are being so irresponsible.
It's called old man eyes.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense, but it goes along with the fear thing, right? Now you realize all of that was scary.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that you did the same thing. And here's the thing.
What's that?
Hate mail of the week, 252-WCMF, talking about this letter we get from a man who said, despite the fact that he was also racing cars on Lake Avenue down back in the day, even though he's too scared, he's brave enough to do that, too scared to write his name on the letter. This person who was in a hit and run on Lake Avenue, totally different, way more dangerous. If this man, Kimmy, would have wrote this letter and said, listen, I did this and I shouldn't have done it and it was super dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's an argument to be made.
Yes, that's why these kids shouldn't do it. They should learn from what we did and it's a stupid thing to do and stop.
No.
But that's not the argument he makes. He still justifies what he did, explain why it was cooler, why he was safer, and why kids are idiots. Right?
Yeah.
And look, here's the thing. Whether it's jealousy or it's fear, it's fine to be scared of young people, I guess. Like, things you don't understand can scare you. Things you see from a different point in your life can scare you. But what's weird about it, Tommy?
What's that?
When you were a kid, the older set was scared and jealous of you.
True.
And even further, felt the same way. You felt the same way these kids do when you were your age. Those older folks just don't understand where I'm coming from, right? What your generation wanted as you got older is the same thing that these kids want as they get older.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things that every single human being experiences, no matter what, when you are born, how much money your family has, what you look like. It is universal that one day I want XYZ.
Okay.
We're all the same, and we go through the same experience. Yet, for some reason, when we hit a certain age, we all hate them.
But don't forget, like, you know, when these guys street raced back in the 50s, they came from solid homes, good families. A lot of these kids today, they could be from broken homes.
Yeah.
They might not even know where their home is anymore.
Is that true?
They could be abandoned children out there.
No, I hear you, man.
They have no parental influence anymore.
No,
they don't go to church.
Not at all.
They don't listen to the police department. They pay all their bills online. They've never licked a goddamn stamp or filled out a goddamn envelope.
So you're saying if Lou Graham was alive today, he'd have to pay off the judge online to get his hot rod back?
Right.
Rebel Without a Cause? I don't remember seeing a lot of parents in that movie.
But they had to answer to the parents.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
You two were tearing me apart.
You're tearing me apart.
There aren't two parents in a home anymore to tear the child apart.
No, you're right. By the way, every movie I see from back in the day has one drunken alcoholic father beating the hell out of a kid.
But where was he?
Where was he?
In the house with the TV tray, watching the fights and drinking a bottle of whiskey and eating a sandwich. still in his work clothes.
Going back to eventually hating kids for no reason. Yeah. It sure does feel like there's nothing you can do to fix this. Because, like, neither side
it's
really...
generational, man.
And neither side really wants to fix it.
Yeah, right. your generation's going to do it.
No, I know, and that's what's scaring me, and that's why I think I'm so...
Whenever it starts to show up...
You start to do it already.
Because it's already started to creep up, and I notice, especially, like, guys my age, like, that they when they start to make that turn, and I'm like, no! We all had hope for you.
Nah. I got a big truck now. Yeah. Look at all the stickers I have on the back.
But nobody wants to work anymore.
Shut up. Look, I mean, it's also on the kids, right? Like, no 15 to 25-year-old kid wants to spend any time with the older set, vice versa. Mm-hmm. Very few older folks care any tiny bit about what a kid has to say.
And these kids are having fun.
Okay, but they're not allowed to have as much fun as we did.
That's basically it.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we get older, we keep tightening that net, and then they act out in a certain way, and you go, well, what are you doing? How dare you go to the mall after 7 o'clock without a parent? Yeah. So there's no answer here.
It's a cycle. It's just a vicious cycle. It's always going to be.
And if I'm lucky enough to have this job 20 years from now, I'm sure I'll be doing a break at this time in...
About irresponsible kids?
Yes, 20, 40, whatever. There's damn kids these days!
Mm-hmm.
Doing their podcasts. They don't do radio like we used to.
I've only been doing this 12 years. We still don't do radio. We don't do radio like we used to. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stars, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
This is a crime, but you can make the argument there is no victim.
Oh.
And it's one of the weird situations where some people would flip the hell out, where others would just go about the rest of their day.
Okay.
In fact, even when this man was arrested, it seems he thought he had a perfectly valid excuse.
So he didn't think he was doing anything wrong, probably.
Doesn't seem like it. I mean, based on how this story ends, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from... Pittsburgh!
What happened?
Around 7 p.m., police were called to Clover Street for reports of a fully naked man.
Okay, doing what?
Walking around.
Wait, he's just naked in his yard?
So
strolling?
Trucking down the street?
We don't know where he was. We don't know if he was walking down the street. We don't know if he was on his own property.
But he naked.
By the way, does that matter to either to you? Either of you?
What do you mean?
If he was, does it make a difference if he was naked in his yard versus naked walking down the street?
Naked walking down the street, you're going to be more exposure.
Well, no, I mean, if you're out in your yard, you're still fully exposed.
No, but like if you're going down the street, more people will see
you. Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So it bothers you more if he's walking down the street?
Probably because now he's mobile.
Okay. Mobile. Agile.
Going mobile.
When police arrived, they say they found the man who matched the description of the naked guy.
Wow. So they found the naked guy they were looking for.
They made contact with this man, and they asked him what was going on. And I'm going to read you...
Not much. I don't have pockets.
I'm going to read you the funniest part of this police report. Are you ready? Quote, when approached by the police, the man admitted he was fully naked.
Well, he fessed up.
I hope he had clothes on at that point.
Yeah.
The naked man standing in the cop, yes, sir, I am fully naked right now. So the reason he gave the police why he was completely naked...
Yeah.
He was hot.
Okay.
Wait, how hot was it?
I don't know. Well,
like,
I don't know
so
what day this was from.
So hot that like your underwear had to go too?
He told the cops he was hot. He had clothes on. He got warm. He took the clothes off. I mean, it makes logical sense.
No, it's a no.
What? No, he's got two of them, actually. You can see both of them.
Oh, sure.
Driving down Clover. The man was taken into custody without incident. He was given an appearance ticket. He has a court date coming up. No word on whether or not he has to wear a suit to court, but if I were Pittsford, I would turn the AC down to like 76 or 67 minimum.
Mm.
Is this a dangerous man?
You don't know.
Well, no, I mean, after all the details.
He definitely makes bad decisions.
You don't know in a moment.
No, but I'm saying right now, after all we know, is this a dangerous man?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he doesn't have common sense. It's gone. Like, common sense would tell you if you're hot, you can't just go in your bare ass, walk around because you're hot.
Okay. 252.
And when was the last time it got even that hot around here?
I don't know when this could have been from 2 weeks ago, could have been from a month ago. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't remember any time this summer where it was like so goddamn hot you had to get naked.
Pretty hot summer, but yeah, you're to your point.
Hot
unless
town.
You were.
Summer in the city. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess I could see like the argument, like I jumped into like a body of water or something to cool off, but just simply stripping down
to
nothing.
It's hot in here, baby. Take off all your clothes on Clover Street.
Sinatra doing Nelly.
Sinatra did a lot of collaborations.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, if the allegations are true, no argument. He broke the law, but he also wasn't hurting anyone. He was just minding his own business.
What if a child saw it?
Okay, put a pin in that. We'll come back. When he was confronted, he was upfront and honest with the police.
Yeah.
There were no issues.
Why, yes, I was naked, sir.
Exactly. It's almost as if he didn't see he did anything wrong in the discussion.
Okay.
So I will ask this question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Should this allegedly naked man be punished?
Well, not harshly.
Well, why? You said he broke the law. You said he's a nut.
I didn't say he's a low-end nut.
Low-end nut.
Yeah.
So you don't think he should be punished?
No, not harshly.
Okay, what's a punishment for a man found naked?
Fine.
Give me, how much?
Buckleball. $200. $100 a ball, $200.
He'd love to give it to you, but he doesn't have his wallet on him right now.
Well, we'll wait.
Okay. So you brought up... I'm sorry, go ahead. You know?
Nope.
Oh, I'm hearing things now. You brought up the children.
What if a child saw that?
What if a child saw it?
Disgusting. Male anatomy.
Why is that disgusting?
Good. Men are disgusting.
Okay.
And you don't know what he's going to do.
But we know now after the story's over.
After the
fact. Okay, all right.
But if you're out with your daughter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you're coming out of the store on Clover.
Okay.
And here comes Mr. Naked.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be shocked. You're going to want to get your children out of there.
First of all, you should have seen it coming because his name is Mr. Naked.
Right? Become Mr. Naked.
All right, look, there are a few reasons you would call the cops if you saw a naked
man outside.
No.
It is disturbing.
One, you're worried for his safety.
No, but, I'm not.
But I'm.
Oh, yeah, I would be.
I'm worried about my safety and my kids. I don't care about that naked nut.
You'd be worried for his safety. In this case, now that we know Old Man Wave, doesn't seem to be an issue.
And I'm waving from over here because I don't touch nothing.
He could be dangerous to other people.
Yeah. It's to society in general.
But on the back end, we definitely know that
wasn't
the case.
Don't even
get
me started with his back end.
Okay. Or three, he's showing something that no one else should be seeing. And that's what they're going to get him on here. That's the crime, right? Is that fair?
Showing your privates?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the Privacy Act.
Who was he hurting?
You're actually, it could be traumatizing.
You would be traumatized by seeing a man's penis?
And that.
I mean, you've seen so many of them. Why would this one be different? And this one's not really doing anything at the moment, which is also a nice change of pace.
See, I get picked on.
Well, I'm only asking
questions. Oh, here comes Pat and his penis jokes. Everything's a goddamn joke.
Who did he hurt?
It could be traumatizing. If a woman saw that or a child, you'd have to explain to your kid why. Is he doing that?
But nothing in this story says he was being sexual.
No, but...
he's not charged with anything like lewd.
What would you tell your children if you saw that?
That's a naked man, don't look?
But why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Can I do that?
I don't know. What if a guy was on a unicycle and my kid asked why he was doing that?
Well, it would hurt, but on pants. If you get one of them caught in your spokes, boy, you're going to be screaming.
With pants on. Like, there's plenty of things I can't explain to my kids that we see every day. Why is this different than those?
Because the penis is dangerous.
No, it's not.
It has caused a lot of problems in this world.
Certain penises have caused problems.
All penises.
So have cars. Should we take away your keys? You've hit people with it.
Yeah, but all penises have a potential, like cars, to be extremely dangerous.
But I would argue it's not about the penis, it's about who's controlling the penis. And in this case, again, nothing he has done has indicated that the man's dangerous.
But sometimes no man has control of his penis.
Okay. I mean, the guy wasn't even rude. He was walking around, dong out, cops show up, he explains his side of the story, he cooperates fully, he takes the appearance ticket, now he's going to go to court.
So, and you know what's weird? That actually bothers me more than if he was like a lunatic.
Why?
Because you feel like you have a reason, like, oh, like, there's something altering his mind.
Right.
To make
him
do this.
He was drugged up. He was drunk. Yeah. He was, he's a nut. Right. But like the fact that he was very nonchalant.
It is a little bit more alarming.
I'm sorry. I didn't even realize that was like a policy in the village.
There's no explanation.
That kind of bothers me.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think there is one question that we need to ask ourselves.
About this lewd behavior.
And this story unlocks that question.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about the story. Around 7 p.m., police were called to Clover Street in Pittsford for a fully naked man walking around. We don't know if he was on his property. We don't know if he was on the street. Police found the man. He admitted he was fully naked, presumably clothed at that point. Mm. Yeah, police say he was totally cooperative, admitted to the police when he was naked that he did it because he got hot. He was given an appearance ticket. He has a court date coming up. But there was nothing dangerous in the story as far as we have with the police report here.
No.
What is more important? That he has the right to be comfortable or you have the right not to see him naked?
Because
that's what this comes down to, right?
Well,
is it more important that he has the right to be comfortable because he said he was hot, or you have the right to make sure you don't see him naked?
I think it's my right in a public setting.
Yes,
to not see nudity.
Okay, and that's a fine statement. That's a fine statement. Because I could argue if that's your right, you could simply not look.
But I've already saw it.
But you could just
I turned
stop,
and saw it.
But you could
and
stop
I can't,
seeing it.
But I did see it. That I cannot take back.
No, but
I can't unsee something.
Okay.
And the initial shock that has traumatized me.
You're joking right now.
You're traumatized. You're of all the terrible stories you've told about your past.
The terrible stories you've participated in.
Yeah.
How
that
do you know
this is what's going to stick in your mind?
You know, not all scars are seen, Patrick.
I know you're not traumatized because I think you need a soul to be traumatized, and big old gap right in there. No soul. Big old hole. I mean, Kimmy, does he have more of a right to be comfortable, or do you have more of a right not to see him naked?
I think if we all could do that, you know what I mean? It's one of those. It's also one of those things where it's like, well, I can't do that. So you shouldn't be able to do that either. Is that part of it too?
Okay, but that's
where it's
also
like you're breaking the rules that we all have to follow. We all have to follow these rules, and you're breaking them, and you shouldn't get away with that.
Okay, so you would be okay then with making nudity fully legal all the time?
I don't care.
Okay. But if your granny,
I think if the more common it becomes, the less shocking it is. I think it's only shocking because you don't see that every day.
Grandmother's
you
know coming what out I mean? Of mass.
What?
What? Your grandmother's coming out of mass. A naked man.
You think grandmothers have seen penises before? That's how they became grandmothers.
I'm more worried about little kids, I guess, in that case, obviously. But, if I saw like a guy walking his dog nude down the street, I would laugh. I would laugh at that.
Dog's naked. He's not getting a ticket. Mm. I don't know. Like, it's just
like if nobody's doing anything aggressive or, lewd, I guess.
So you're kind
what's
of for
a little
full
nudity.
Nudity?
I mean, look.
I'm
not someone who's going to walk around naked, but I. Whenever we see these stories of people getting arrested for stuff like this, it doesn't make sense in my head because as long as the people that are out and naked aren't committing any other crimes, it's hard to justify why they should be in trouble. If the argument is because I don't like it, I don't think that's a good enough argument.
All right, so naked on the bus, naked in the grocery store would be fine with
well,
you.
Well, okay, now we're dealing with like. Hold on.
Health
concerns. Now we're dealing with health concerns, right?
I'm fully bathed. I don't want to put my bare ass down on this seat.
But even the nudist resorts make you put a towel down.
Yeah, look,
we've talked to people who've gone.
I would understand the argument.
I bring my own towel.
I would understand the argument of not wanting naked people walking around the produce section at the grocery store, right? That could be potentially dangerous. I would understand the argument of your bare ass now sitting where the bare ass was in the booth at McDonald's, right? That argument is fine. But like a guy just standing outside naked, I don't get why it's a big deal.
All right, here you go. So now we're a fully nude society.
If you want to be.
Right, if you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can go to work naked. You can go to the church naked.
Sure.
You can do whatever you want. So now, like, I'm going through like a work zone where I just got pinched for a ticket, right?
Yeah.
And you know that guy that says slow down and stop?
Yeah.
He's just standing there, man.
Yeah.
Dong out
everybody
with that
else
sign.
Is naked.
Stop.
Okay.
Go.
Problem, yeah.
Take a look if you want.
Sure. He's got a three-sided sign.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Which drive past a naked man with a sign.
Wait, no, that's your argument? It's disturbing?
Wait, that's
how about a guy up on a ladder? How about the guy with the jackhammer?
Okay.
He's naked.
But again, if everybody else is naked or you see
you
nudity,
have to look at it.
If you
jackhammer
see nudity
jack.
Every day, eventually you're not going to be shocked by it.
Now let's say, oh, by the way, let's say he's walking.
Yeah.
He gets some thought in his head.
Well, that's where you're going to have a problem.
And he gets sprung.
Okay. Skinny jeans are still a thing.
No, he wants to be naked with a boner walking downtown.
What's the difference between, I can wear gray sweatpants, right?
Yeah.
If I get a boner in Wegmans wearing gray
sweatpants.
But
that would still be weird.
But it's sheathed.
I understand, but the point I'm making is that could happen anyway. Like, you paint these scenarios that just won't happen.
But a guy can't get a boner?
If you had a boner in those pants, I would see that boner.
No, you wouldn't.
Show me that boner.
You would not see the veins in my shaft. You would not see my pulsating boner.
You, first of all, nothing pulsates on you anymore.
Well,
except for whatever
with your mama last night.
Skin growth is. Shut up.
Pulsating on your mama.
That doesn't even work.
It was working last
night. Shut up.
I was B with the G, baby.
I think you can make an argument that there are plenty other things that people do legally that are way more of an inconvenience than a naked man.
I don't want to see a bunch of naked people, man. We're all so gross.
For example, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I know a man who likes to smoke cigars on his own property in his backyard.
Yeah.
Right?
On American soil.
And that thick cigar smoke, I mean, cigar smoke is very thick.
Secondhand smoke.
It drifts into people's yards, right? And you're right. Secondhand smoke is dangerous. It's been scientifically proven.
Uh-huh.
What's worse, seeing a naked man or inhaling secondhand cigar smoke in your own backyard?
From your mouth to mine.
No, but I think there's a distance where secondhand smoke doesn't count.
No, that's just, if you can smell it, it's secondhand smoke. It's dangerous.
Not really.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's legal. And I'm not here to take that away from you.
Yeah, kinda,
right? No,
but
I'm
you're
not.
Being directly affected by that.
Yes, my health is being negatively affected based on you doing something on your property that is totally legal. This man, however, is not affecting my life in any way. He was hot, just wants his dong out. You can't get secondhand dong, bro. You can't get secondhand dong.
All right, have your naked world.
Just saying.
I don't think you're gonna want what you want. I think you talk like a big old game till it shows up.
Doesn't change my life in any way. Naked. It doesn't affect me.
All right, so me and Spizzano naked tomorrow.
Good God bless you, man.
Hanging out. He comes in after the show. Man, we cutting it up, having a good time in here.
I did a whole show with
you. I'm sitting right here.
I did a whole.
Oh my God, the show today. We had such a good time, huh? You want to see that?
I did a naked show with you.
You got grossed out.
No, I didn't. You and I were the only ones that got totally naked the whole time.
I guess we're cool.
Maybe you're a little too comfortable.
So I can sit like this naked.
Yeah, man. I mean,
oh, I gotta get up. Hold on.
When you sit like that with clothes on.
Are we going on break? Oh, yeah. Hey, my leg. You want to see my stretched out butt?
Oh.
No, I mean, I appreciate...
Why is it stretched out?
My hairy... You would see my hairy ass crack.
But I guess if it's something...
Dingled up. Cubed up ass crack.
How much
Dingled Up was my favorite album from Harry Ass Crack.
How much different could that be than your face?
This doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
Because, like, I get that these exist here, but we can't be this high on the list. You would have to see them.
We're that bad.
Well, worse than we were last year.
Oh.
And the year before. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
Rochester is once again on the list of the rattiest cities in America.
Rats!
Yes. And I don't mean like falling apart. I mean like actual physical.
Okay.
Right. Like New York City, Rodents. You see them all over the place.
You got it. Vermin. The study done by Orkin listed Rochester as the 43rd rattiest city in America.
Damn. Look at us.
Top 50. Mm. And that's actually worse than we were last year. We were 46 last year, and that was worse than the year before. We
climbing
were 51.
The charts.
Yes. Mm. So these rats.
I'm getting knocked up.
Yeah. Pregnant rats, bro. Do you guys believe this?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, we have a lot of old buildings and a lot of old structure where I guess they would infest.
Yeah, think of this building alone.
Have you ever seen a rat?
I don't know if what I'm looking at is a mouse or a rat.
You
pretty
know,
big mice.
There's a difference. You know the difference between a mouse and
I
a rat.
I also saw, there was one morning I was coming in and I saw a, I don't know if it was a hawk or what it was, a falcon, whatever. One of those big ass birds had one in its talons.
Okay. I get that there are rats in Rochester, obviously, right? And I also understand that you got to be careful about anecdotal stories.
Mm.
But I would think that a top 50 rattiest city in America, you would see rats on a semi-regular basis?
Well, you
basis?
Would see them at night mostly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't normally see them during the day. Like, if you go to walk around New York City at night,
sure,
it's Like, holy Christ.
I've seen rats in New York City, right? I've seen rats in Florida. I've seen rats in Atlanta. If only there were people that we knew that went to work downtown near the old buildings outside when
I've
it was still
rats.
Dark out. When's the last time you saw a rat?
I've seen them when I used to walk my dog at night. I used to see rats all the time.
Okay. But that was how long ago?
Like five years, not even.
No, again, I get that there are rats. We can't be the 43rd rattiest city in America. It doesn't make sense. How often do you have a rat infestation?
First of all, we're one of the poorest cities in the country.
True.
And poverty like that in older buildings, you're going to have, but they don't, but they're not maintained, you're going to get rats.
Understood. But
so that kind of adds to it.
Are colder weather cities more or less likely to have rat infestations?
Hmm. Well, you did mention a lot of, like, New York City, Detroit. Yeah. Like, what are the top ones? Do you see them there?
I got the list.
I'm guessing there are probably a lot of cold weather cities where they go inside.
Inside, yeah.
Like, I know, like, Washington, D.C. has one of the worst rat populations.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
that mall,
I saw it the worst.
Like,
it was
the mall
insane.
There at night. Is, yes. People don't realize that thing is infested because they got a... That reflecting pool is like a water source.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because it looked like the ground was moving.
That's why Martin Luther King had to cut that whole speech short.
So Chicago is number one. Rattiest city in America.
Super cold.
Yep, if you go down the list. But Los Angeles is in the top 10. So Chicago, L.A., New York, San Francisco. So we're bouncing back and forth between weather.
San Francisco
here.
Is cool, not cold.
Shut
brisk.
One of the coldest winters I had was a summer in San Francisco.
Chicago, L.A., New York, San Francisco, D.C., Denver, Philly, Detroit, Baltimore.
I mean, it's all those are almost all cold cities. Yeah.
They're not.
Baltimore and Denver?
Denver is cold. Baltimore is cold.
Baltimore is cold.
D.C.
is cold.
It can get cold. It's
not like
here.
It gets snow. What do you think? It's Miami? So you're going to say, man, I want to go to D.C. in the wintertime? They get storms.
Of the top five, two of the climates are warm. Both in California.
Right.
So I think it has more to do with the size of your city and how old it
is. Well, obviously, people are going to bring in a rat because of the trash.
Columbus, Ohio is a relatively new city compared to everything else, right? They're a modern city.
Columbus, Ohio.
It didn't start building up until like 50 years ago, right?
That's they got the rat.
So Syracuse is on this list. So is Buffalo. I don't know. I don't.
Poor city, too.
Okay.
Post city.
But see, there's poor parts of every city.
Could it also have to do with, like, you know, trash regulations, things like that, that would attract more rats?
Well, I mean, again, there are
more people, more trash.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Notorious B.I.G. songs. More people, more trash.
Didn't you ever tell me, like, when your brother was, like, when he was a delivery driver?
Didn't you were telling me, Kevin?
Like, how many rats he saw there as a delivery driver?
Yeah, no, I told you there are restaurants when he was working in Buffalo that he will never go back to just based on what he saw as a delivery driver.
Like, I don't even want to know, like, some of those clubs we worked at, how bad them rats were.
How about he?
Because they didn't clean them places.
He got caught in a trap a couple of times. No, I get it. Like, I'm not saying there are rats. I'm not saying there aren't infestations every once in a while. I just find it weird that we're top 50 on this list, and you haven't seen a rat in 5 years. When's the last time you saw a rat?
I will say this. I've never seen a rat walking in here. I work with one every day.
Who saw that one coming?
I was caught in a trap, the other one.
At least I changed the scenery. yeah, so how?
I'm going to say we old and we po. You get rat.
Okay.
Maybe it's our old subway system.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of underground tunnels.
That crevice has got to be full of rats.
No matter what she was going to say, you were going to go, oh, yeah. She could have been like, maybe it's the rainbows coming out of the mountaintop outside of Rock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're climbing up the rainbow over this mountain I've never seen before. Fantastic.
I mean, we do have a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of underground places for that they could live.
And we got some nasty areas in the city. They're just nasty.
Yeah, underground places, you know, not like... Let me look at the list afterwards. Champaign, Illinois, Kansas City, Missouri, Burlington, Vermont, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Syracuse, Charleston, West Virginia, Greenboro, South Carolina.
Greenboro. Southern rat.
South Carolina. Southern rat. Gonna
bite your ass.
Eat your cheese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.